Katz says he first started fermenting vegetables when he moved from New York City to Tennessee more than 20 years ago and started a garden.
And in the first year that I was gardening, I learned the simple fact that in a garden, all of the cabbage is ready at around the same time. All of the radishes are ready at around the same time. And so when I was faced with a row of cabbages ready at the same time, I decided I'd better learn how to make sauerkraut.
Katz says he discovered when leading a class that many people are afraid of fermentation because of the idea that all bacteria is dangerous.
So I just got interested in demystifying fermentation for people, you know, taking these ancient practices that people have been doing for literally thousands of years and without which human settlement in most temperate regions, you know, would have been utterly impossible.
Katz says that applies to the northern tier of the Eurasian landmass, as well as many other regions of the world.
In order to survive through a long winter with no fresh plant food, they would preserve barrels of sauerkraut, kimchi, many other variations on the theme, and it was a survival practice. People could take the abundance of vegetables that they have in a relatively short period of the year and preserve them so that they could be nourished by them for the rest of the year.
He says to make sauerkraut, we need to create a selective environment and exclude the air that would produce mold. To do that, Katz explains, we use salt and then pound or squeeze the vegetable to pull out the juice.
And then force them into a vessel in such a way that we force the vegetable below their juices, and in that way we protect them from air. And so the lactic acid bacteria will dominate rather than the mold. And we'll develop this beautiful acidity, which is what preserves the vegetables and gives them their wonderful flavor.
Fermentation is also part of the yogurt-making process, and Katz says that requires its own selective environment.
We're working with thermophilic bacteria that require temperatures above body temperature, so there we have to put it in some sort of an incubator. I generally just use a preheated, insulated cooler, but that maintains the temperature around 110 degrees Fahrenheit and enables the bacteria that will turn the milk into yogurt to dominate.
Katz says after Kodiak, he'll be leading workshops in Homer, Kenai, and Fairbanks. I'm Kayla DeRoche.